Blog Talk Radio.
The man you're about to see and hear, should you be so foolish as to have just joined us, is Ray Charles.
Hello. All right. Three, four.
I got something, y'all, in my bones. Make me want to shout hallelujah. And I want to sing along. Lift every voice and sing, till it in heaven rain, rain with the harmony, oh, liberty. Let our rejoice and rise high, burning with love, love as we go and see.
Bernie should have said that to one and just look at the crib. You know, Dexter was, and it was all at church that day when the man blew away his grandmother, when their uncle, A.D. King, when they threw him in the pool trying to pretend he was drunk when he didn't drink, Reverend A.D. King. And trying to just, you know, but anyway, my heart and prayers go out to Bernice because she's hanging in there, and Martin was out of the country, so I know he's probably messed up too. But our prayers from my family goes out to the King family, and I know the prayers of this country goes out to the King children. So when y'all gonna talk about them, take a moment to think what they've gone through and still try to hold it together. And ask, you know, I told Matt the other day that people always, you know, them King children. But they never, I felt like the community did not take care of Dr. King family, nor Malcolm X, with all that they gave. They just kind of enjoyed the fruits and celebrate the holiday when it comes around and the day that he was assassinated, and they go visit the museum. But they never, it's only a few, they never really thought about or took care of his family. Coretta was kind of out there on her own in terms of all that her husband had given. And you would have thought some other ethnic group would have made sure totally that that family was well taken care of, especially, and those who reaped the education and the political and economic benefit of that struggle, because Dr. King could have very easily sold out like so many of these people are doing now. But he was a man, and he didn't die rich. And he didn't die rich because he wasn't in it for the money. Even when he got the Nobel Peace Prize, he gave it to all the civil rights, he accepted on behalf of all those who was in the struggle. So our prayers and our heart goes out to the family. Have not spoken with Bernice in a few days since our press conference, because I noticed then she was a little, you know. But he did say that he wanted to be cremated, so they have to do his wishes. Plus, he's married, so, you know, the wife have a lot to say. I think Dex was about 62 or something. I think he was born in the 50s. Yeah, he was young, and they said with prostate. I don't know. Yeah, so anyway, my prayers go out to them. Must I go to all the things that's going on today? There's so many things going on, I don't even know where to start. First of all, every time you look at, when you look at the papers, all you see nothing about nobody but the immigrants, how they going to take care of the immigrants, what they going to do for this. I mean, I don't know whether y'all thinking about that. You even got some of our people and our ministers and leaders. We got to look at the immigrants. And it's a lot going on. If you got to read between the lines, I call them illegal immigrants. They're not migrants. And as you read, you got to see. And the case in point is this school, these charter schools that they're talking about closing. Do I have to take a break? Are these charter schools that they're talking about closing? And y'all need to read real close and see what all they're talking about before y'all tell me, yeah, we got a victory. They're going to stay open. No. You got to look what they put on these charter schools to stay open. They're talking up to these schools about they better have a bilingual education. They're giving a point about bilingual, the English, that the migrant students got to be proficient in English. I mean, it's all of these demands, and y'all need to look at it. I really don't like it. But I know the president of that board comes from a charter school. I got to look it up, and I'll tell you later. Ain't no black folks all in that school. The Chinese some got charter schools. But I got a call last night from someone told me, say, well, you know, they letting them in. I said, no, they ain't got their contract. It's not signed like you think it is. It's signed for a few years. You know, it's not signed for no long term. And I want you to look at the picture in the paper of the leadership of the board. Y'all, there's a subliminal thing going on here. And you all, what I'm concerned about is that black children is irrelevant. When you said bilingual, what do you mean? What kind of bilingual? There's a lot of, you know, you can be proficient in a lot of bilingual. You can be proficient in French. That's bilingual. You know? But they're talking about Spanish. It's like you can't get no job now if you're not bilingual. You can't get in some of these programs that we are paying for unless you're bilingual. So they're letting the schools, they talked about how they was going to allow the schools, some of the charter schools, to like give them 2 and 3 years and come back, and they're going to look at them and see what they have done, how they grade them, how they English, the English and the bilingual and all that. It's such a game. And I told you last week, when I saw in the Sun-Times, I showed y'all a picture, told y'all to go look, where they had two parents talking about education. One said she was going to stay at Mollison with her kid, and the other one, I don't know what she was going to choice, what kind of choice she was making. But then when you turned the page, you saw the National Teachers President, you saw the CTU President, you saw the elected officials, you saw everybody, all the powers to be sitting around the table talking about how they was going to educate and do wraparound service. Y'all need to wake up. That's what's upsetting me. I'm making me worried because I think our community is asleep. And they really don't know what's going on. They're being used and people keeping your head caught up into hatred and caught up into stuff that makes no sense. So if they keep your head into that, you can't see what's going on. You got hate. Because they don't care about nothing but a vote the way they tell you to vote without you talking about it. Now, one of the things that I don't understand, I haven't heard a word from the Black Caucus as a unit in Washington or locally, where they have taken a position about what's happening with the illegal immigrants and how the border, y'all need to look it up, how the border is being invaded. That's the federal. Y'all would love to say that it's Abbott the Republican because that's where they want to get you. But Abbott, how would you lack for 10 million? If you can't take, if we can't take 2 million here, what make 2,500 or 3,000? And he got 10 million, supposed to let 10 million stay there? I mean, y'all think about that. Over 10 million people done came through here. And what he supposed to just let, how they going to take care of all those people? And it's not his, it's, it goes to the federal level. It goes to Joe Biden. It's the and your congresspeople. And the Black community is being affected so poorly and so bad. I don't know why the Black congresspeople are not talking. They're hoping to slide, slip and slide on this one, that you would just hate Trump, that you would just talk about Abbott, and you would just talk about whatever other subterfuge they're going to put on you and not realize what's going on. It's not just in Chicago, but all over. None of our leadership are showing leadership. And that's the sad thing. And I think that it's in the, y'all need to wake up and know that this mess is in the federal hand. And that Joe Biden did this. And they sit there and allowed and clapped and took pictures with him while you're doing it. They never raised the question. Our federal elected official be saying, Mr. President, this migrant situation, our country being invaded, is affecting our community poorly. And every time I look around, you're trying to find money for the so-called migrants, but my community is in need. When you see those people out there protesting and fighting back, they think it's just local. It's not just Brandon. It's not just Prixter. I'm not moving them out of the equation, but it's also your federal officials. And they, now, if you get to talking about Trump and systemic racism and a bunch of other garbage, oh, they'll be all over the TV. We can't take this because la-da-da-da-da-da-da. But here we are being affected, and they're being quiet. I don't understand it. And you giving them a pass. I was looking at a analysis about voting. And the percentage of those voters, when you look at the population, the percentage of legal Black folks outvote everybody. So don't let folks keep telling you, well, y'all, you got to vote. You got to do this. That's why you ain't got nothing. That's a game, and that's what they're playing on you. It's not a game. It's not real. You do vote. We vote for who they tell us and what they tell us. We don't look at, now this school situation is real. Now you're going to shut down some of these charter schools. What are you going to do about all these poor performing schools in our community? It's a game to, we're going to put the money back to the neighborhood. This is a game to bring this money for the illegal immigrants. That's what y'all don't understand. Our school, how are you going to be a scientist if you don't have a science lab? How are you going to know how to be a doctor, all those other things, a nurse, or anything, even just to be a plumber or electrician? If you're not, they don't have shops in the classroom. Nobody said anything. They can march and fight and holler and scream, but they're not talking about the miseducation of our children, all these factories of failures in our schools, not just in Chicago, but throughout this country, especially your northern cities. These children are failing. Baltimore, Chicago, Detroit, New York, and in the cities, Philadelphia, Ohio, all over. And our children that turn out to be functional illiterate students, and they can't think, so they operate off their emotions. That's why they're so violent sometimes, because they can't reason, because they're not being taught reasons in school. They're not being taught about how to have, you know, because when you're in school and you really have a real structured school, you will have different organization for children to be in. They can be in the glee club. They can be in the band. They can be in the science club, the math club. They can play sports. And they began to, you learn how to reason. You know, all kind of things you have. You know that you have confidence in yourself. But nope, y'all buying this mess. The school board talked the other day. It's an insult to black parents and to our schools. When you talk, well, we're going to give them, and the ones we're going to give 10 years to are the ones that are proficient. Well, I didn't bring all of the charter schools, but you know the Chinese got charter schools. The Hispanics got charter schools. The other folks got, what about UNO? Nobody talk about, is UNO still up? Nobody talk about UNO? Remember all that money they got? They opened up those science lab and math lab, and the people was taking some of the money. But the schools didn't go down. They just went under the radar. I got to see what's going on with them. So the game they're playing with these parents by saying, you can't get 10 years unless you're at this level. Well, they got some of these other schools without tax dollars at this level. And we're going to allow these folks to do that to us. It's a game. It's a real game. And it's a long-term game. That's what I'm trying to tell y'all. They said in November they start voting for the school board. Well, all of these children that they're putting in the schools that's illegal and not citizens will be able to vote who they want on the school board. You're going to be irrelevant. You're already irrelevant. I'm talking about black parents. That's an easy step to get them to do some other voting. But y'all, nobody, see, don't blame these. Our leadership is not telling our parents what's going on or waking them up. They're not doing that. They're waiting for their marching orders, or they just not thinking, critical thinking, to see what's going on with our children or our community. Now, these folks talking about, well, we're not going to mess with the magnet schools or the selective school. First, they threw all that stuff out there, which was substitute. Oh, we're going to get rid of all of them. Y'all knew better than that. And they narrowed it down to the charter schools. And they said if they don't teach English and they don't be up to date with these bilingual kids and all the other stuff, they're going to close them. Do y'all think that's right? Y'all need to talk to me. Those parents are absolutely right. I think her name was Ms. Tussle. I wrote her name down and bring it with me. They was over there fighting and talking about the immigrants trying to take over their community. And nobody's really speaking for them, for our people. I don't hear nobody. We got a few aldermen, a few people who's speaking up. But they are hiding somewhere, like they scared somebody going to get them. Like, I got to go along to get along if I'm not speaking the language. This is some sad stuff. Oh, God, it's really what's going on with our people. Please read the paper. What happened at the school board? Read Friday's paper. How they laying this stuff out with Noble and all of these charter schools, what they're going to do with them. The bottom line is, see, they're trying to shift this money around, not for your children. They're shifting it around Like, we don't have a responsibility to these folks that's illegal. The only responsibility we have is to bring the asylum judge wherever they are and send them home. Now, you're going to talk about stuff. Can you think of any more brutality you can do if you're a mother to drag your kids across the river and do this to get them over here? Now, some of these folks don't look like they've been across the river. Look like they got dropped off at a certain point and they came over. I'm sorry. Somebody got to be started speaking up, because they're taking over the schools and they're going to take over your community too. I get so tired of people calling me trying to purchase my house or my bid in my office, because they're setting up what they're going to be doing. But there's no, when you look at the public square, there's no discussion about little black children in the public square, or these schools in the public square where black folks are going to, or training. That's why when you look around, what you see is all the stuff to be taken care of is by other folks. I heard the superintendent talking about community police. You can't have no community policing if you don't have people from the community being police officers. But here again, there's no outreach or no teaching to get them there. Those other people do that. They have, like, shut us down. And they've gotten the little leadership we got and have you just jumping, oh, yeah, and letting them get right in there. And I got this tape I got to watch from this lady from the National Convention, Black National Baptist Convention. I'm going to look at it on YouTube. Y'all can look at it, too. How she was talking about what we got to do with these people. No, send them home. And these folks are fighting harder for the illegals than they are for their own children. They can see that the black children are not being educated. And while all of this stuff is going on, y'all, I got a lot to talk about. I was just trying to speak out how to put it in perspective. While all this stuff is being talked about, contracts are being given out. You got the Board of Education, the City of Chicago, the Park District, the clerk's office, city clerk, clerk of the support of the courts. In order for the city to run, they need contractors. And nobody's saying, okay, what are you doing with the contract? Who have this contract? How can we build some more black businesses? I'll help this lady over here so she can hire some folks. Nobody's discussing contracts. I told you, education economics is the key. The reason I'm not discussing contracts, because the people who should be raising them, they're getting their piece of the pie. And they're getting a piece of the pie for them and their children, or whatever they love children, and they're moving on and grinning and skinning. Contracts going on, y'all. That's why my book, and that's a whole nother, I don't know, there's so much to talk about, because there's just how you can do the economic piece. I did it. I did the economic piece, and I'm not just bragging. And made them do some stuff and build some stuff and stayed on top of contracts along with some other folks. It can be done. At one point, all the land in the city of Chicago and most of your major cities, really, is where black folks lived and black folks had representation. How we get all screwed up and split up like that? But we're looking at this. So they're hitting us at all points. And your black leadership, elected, anointed, and appointed, have not come together and said, this is what's happening in our community. We got to divide this stuff up and take a stand and do some stuff. They haven't done that. I got to, they gave them the contract. That's it. And get these people to know, y'all need to read the fine print. Yeah, they're going to let them have charter school. Read it. And go back and look at also at the power stuff I told you about last week. These folks don't deserve all this stuff. I'm sorry. It's wrong, it's ungodly, it's unfair, and it's wrong for our leadership not to take a stand. the way our children are being done, the way our people who are going out there trying to get contracts are being done. You want to talk about a plantation. You want to talk about who is the evil one who's on the plant. This is the biggest damn plantation I ever seen, with overseers who got keeping the other folks in line. And when you got people talking like these people on the west side and other folks and the people in the market, you want them to shut up. Oh, you ain't right. Them God's children. You got to let them in. You know, and if you look around, all these folks, whether it's a terrorist or who, you see they women, they got their women out there talking, and their women are moving and doing stuff. But we are in a rut, y'all. I just have to pray. I'm just glad it's a God, because we are in a rut here, but we're still paying taxes. Now, what they got to do? The best thing they going to do, talk about closing down the damn dollar stores. Y'all got past that. Now, here we are, our children not being educated. They're moving to take over that, your land, all your other stuff. Ain't going to control your school, because with the illegals who got children in school, they put in, is going to vote along with the CTU president, and they're going to control the board. You have no voice, and you're going to be handing your hand out, standing in front of somebody with a darn tent, begging these folks, since they've taken all of our money. And now, they're around here. I know, y'all. I know I need to come. There's so much to talk about. They're around here talking about closing dollar stores. Now, I go to the dollar store. Some people don't have no money but to go to the dollar store to get their Christmas decoration or their Christmas stuff or get their little plates. I buy plates and cups and stuff from the dollar store. I go get trinkets. Some of a poor parent want to have a birthday party for her child. She go to the dollar store and get a balloon and get the plates and have a party because she's trying to make. But y'all haven't paid attention to that. Tell me they nasty. Close down the nasty dollar stores and the Family Dollar and all of that. And, you know, it reminds me of what they did with Walmart when I was in office, when we were fighting to keep them. They wanted to close Walmart. So y'all need to look up what they're talking about, closing the dollar stores. Tell me it's nasty. All I got to say is that someplace, the only place in the community that black folks can go to, not just black folks, poor people, they want to close them or want to put a limitation on them. Why? Why are they doing this? It got to be a reason. And it wasn't no black folks who introduced it, but blacks gathered around it. Okay? Now, also, we're going to introduce an ordinance to say you can't have no gas stove. The ones built now got to be electric. They run and talk about all that substitute mess, carrying that socialist agenda. But the real nitty-gritty inside all of that is the education of your children, the contracts, trying to keep your house or your land or wherever you are. Now, when it comes to the phone, y'all, my phone was just lighting up this early. It always does, though. Now, this is food for thought. I'm going to talk about it on the other side. All of these unionizing that they have done with all of them, I'm not knocking unions, don't get me wrong, because Addie White, Charlie Hayes, and all of them, I'm talking about what have happened. There's a lot of liberty things they have organized these folks into. And not only that, when you talk about government that used to have pension, have stuff, but you're talking about government and all this stuff, police officers, government, all the things that they're going to be looked after when they get old. You won't have it because we're not there. Y'all going to become beggars in your own community. You're already near begging. When you go get social service, who you got? They're making us into beggars, making us be what they say, singing a song, how can I sing in a foreign land? A land that we built up because they made you hate white folks, hate this, hate that. And it's so funny because if you go down south, the relationship between blacks and white is not the same as the relationship in the north. But they'll play with you. Well, they done did enough to us and did this to us. These folks up here in this north who's perpetuating this bull are very dangerous because a lot of them are into socialism and other stuff, but some of them are first generation, some are second. But they got a whole nother agenda, but they'll keep you talking about, well, you know what they did to us? This stuff they doing is worse than any kind of lynching you might have seen outside. But they'll take our pain for their gain. And that's what I'm upset about. And y'all need to read between these lines what they're doing, because if that's the case, close down all the damn schools in the black community. Factories are failure. And bring a committee to look at and see what we need to do to make sure that black children learn that there are black teachers in those schools, and that there's some marks that you got to make, and if it's not, throw them out. The school, the dollar store, the gas, your house, baby. And there's so much other stuff in terms of the money that they got. Pay down the debt with the money. Knock my taxes out with the money. I'm talking about Chicago, but I know y'all listen to me from all over this country. The same thing is happening in your community. And because of post-traumatic slavery syndrome and the pain that we have gone through, somebody playing with us, and they want to make you think what happened as we fought, that's what's going on right here in the city of Chicago, Baltimore, Cleveland, Detroit, all these northern. No, that's not what's going on. What's going on with these northern cities is our pain, their gain. People in the South, they believe in law and order. Y'all say what y'all want to. And when desegregation came, they desegregated. Only the North is still fighting that mess. But they got y'all talking. All you got to do is talk about some racism and some. Don't bring me that. Where the white men? This is strategic. And there's nobody in the public square that's talking strategically about our people. This is some coming from the north, northern stuff. This plantation, Dr. King said this plantation was worse than any plantation ever seen. Let me see some doctor. Dale got bad plant. His plantation is deeper than Mississippi. That's how to get it. He said all they get is a garbage can and a garbage can top. Well, this stuff is deep. And don't keep testing. Well, you know, people ain't voting. Yes, we are. Well, you know, it's that north. You got to take a micro camera and look into what's going on in the north. The children in the south are reading. It's these why, and what they're just infusing these people on us, a northern people, smiling in your face and stabbing you in your back. They taking your land, miseducating your children. Not giving you go down south, you see all them black folks on the highway working and stuff and got contracts and stuff because they are really right to work. You see all of that. Come up here, you're lucky if you see one or two. So you tell me, don't bring me this mess about hanging in a tree. Racism is up here, baby. Between this socialism and this stuff, the way they plan us, is bad. Well, you know the way it was down south. I couldn't take that. You're taking this. But anyway, I'm going to talk to some of y'all. My phone is lit up, and we're going to continue. What's going on with us? I'm just praying to God. But you got to pray and you got to work. But I want you to look at that, all this money. And then you got Johnson and Prixton. They're in a battle. They're fighting. They're fighting about the immigrants. Ain't that something? They're fighting over the quote-unquote migrants' money. That's my money. And Biden did this, and all of our Congress people, Black Caucus, y'all need to get on top of this and tell them how your family's being hurt. And y'all need to look at some other stations of stream and see what's going on. 10 million of them suckers came in, they can count, not the Galloways. And you said, he ought to keep an eye there on the border. That's because that's what they told you to say. How in the hell is Arizona and Texas going to keep that many people? You can't keep 25. And I believe that this is illegal, what they're doing. It got to be illegal. You can't out of your mouth say, we got sanctuary, and we're going to just give them some money. Something is wrong. I got to read them on this taxation. I tell you, I got so much more to talk about. It's the dollar store. It's the education. It's all this other stuff, the charter schools. I just want somebody, please, start looking and dissecting what's going on with us and to fight back. And don't bring me this, oh, yeah, he's a Hitler and this and that, systemic. They keep you hating and... What worse can you do to a person than deny them the right to an education? if a child is not educated? How violent and vicious is that? Or deny their parents the right to work or own business or to be part of what they're putting in, the manhood, sisterhood, childrenhood, familyhood. Don't think, you know, the destruction of the traditional black family didn't come from the South. It came out of the University of Chicago. It came from here. All this stuff that's organizing to help our community coming from here. So talk to me. Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVUN. Our number is 773-591-1690. We are streaming live. www.wvun.com. We're on iHeartRadio. Take us wherever you go. We're on Facebook if you miss us. We're on Blog Talk. You can go back. I tell y'all, we are being bamboozled, and the black folks are being used. In fact, a few minutes, they ain't going to need you. Dorothy Wright, Tim, a coffee, tea, and a conversation with me right here at the great WVUN. Get your coffee, get your tea. I'm going to the phone, and let's talk. And we're going to carry it over into 7 o'clock. So if you don't get in, you better try to keep your space because the phone lit up until after 7 o'clock, okay? Let me talk to Diane. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning, Dorothy Tillman. Thank you for taking my call. I have a lot to say. I'm a product of Chicago Public Schools, and I grew up in Chicago, born and raised over in Englewood.
Uh-huh.
I'll pray one day that I get to meet you face-to-face. I've been listening to the news all the time about all this money spending on this illegals. I'm like you.
Uh-huh.
You got Brandon Johnson. He said that he was using this $95 million left over from COVID funds for the illegals. Now Kushner's saying he has $180 million that he need that they have for the illegals, but he waiting on Brandon to see where other places that they need to set shelters up. They said he
going
to Biden
the federal dollars,
for more money.
Don't forget the federal dollars, because you're letting these Congress people stay hiding and sneaking and sliding. The federal, it's all start at the top and wing its way down. The federal dollars in that too, Diane.
Okay.
Okay. Check the federal dollars. Uh-huh.
Okay. And then my other, where is Tammy Duckworth, Robin Kelly, Danny Davis, Pastor Meeks? I know where Cory Booker is and Father Franklin, because they housing and feeding these people.
And they have a nerve to talk about Cory Brooks. I'm trying to get him on my show to talk about training and stuff, because he went on Fox and he was on their station several times, and the folks gave him so much money and they've been so supportive of him over there, all these so-called folks that people hate. But on them other stations, all they do is make you uptight with hate. They don't talk about nothing. Yeah, I'm proud of Cory. I'm going to try to get him on.
Well, Cory Booker, you know, it's like, and then now that they're talking about closing the charter schools, I said, and then they're going to reopen them up for shelters for these illegal immigrants. Just like they got all these public schools that they closed down, and they're trying to house them and all everywhere that they can put them.
Yeah.
And so then, like I said, when I was going to public school, we had wood shop, we had automotive, we had home economics,
yeah.
We had swim, we had band. We had all those programs.
Math lab and science lab.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
They don't want you. It's a game. And it's this north. Don't let them keep making you look down south. Tell me something.
It's
listen, they messing with our children's mind. The most cruel thing you can do is what they're doing to our children's mind and what they're doing to our men, what and then our families and stuff. Thank you, Diane. Thank you.
Absolutely. Yes, and then that thing with Brandon. One more thing, Brandon and Prisoner going back and forth about the illegal immigrants. I wanted to say that they, you know, now what prison gonna do with this here $180 million? I think that they should take it and put them all back on a plane and send them back to Venezuela, Honduras, Ecuador, wherever they come from. That's
everywhere.
What I think.
They got this.
But you know, I'm so
everywhere, 100 and some countries. But
yes,
Dan, I gotta go now.
I'm
cause my
so
boy.
Mad. I think I'm just gonna vote my Democrat president. And the rest of it,
president, the Democratic, I'm not telling you how to vote, but you got to get Joe Biden them and make them do what they got to do.
Yes, South Harris ain't never, and for you, in each year, done nothing to really help this man.
No,
she knows
Joe
he's old and he needs help.
Joe Biden opened the board up. I got to go now. Thank you.
Yes, he do. Thank you.
And I know my board is lit up. If you get on, stay on until after the break. I can take a few more calls, but stay on. Don't go away. See, this stuff wasn't going on. Joe Biden did this. He did all these executive orders, opened up everything, and then got y'all looking at Abbott. How can Abbott keep 10 million people in Texas? And how can they keep them in Arizona? Come on. And I think sanctuary cities are illegal. Katie, my board is black. Katie?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I agree with you, Dorothy, about all of this that's going on. We, all the black groups and organizations, we have to get together and have a plan to how we're going to fight this. We have to have a plan.
But you know what, Katie? You can't take their money and fight them. Some of these folks taking their money. This is illegal money. They taking. You can't take the money and fight them. Come on.
Right.
We got to get a plan. I agree with you.
Yes, and the school where the two young boys, our young black teenager boys that got killed, what is going on with alternative schools, innovation
schools? It ain't just an alternative school. The day before that, 2 days before that, a young boy got shot in another school that won alternative. He came out. They started a fight inside the school when he came out. His brother came and got him. When he came out, somebody came by and shot them down. So it's all. It's not just alternative. It's all. I don't know what's going on, but somebody needs to get to the bottom as to why. And
somebody needs to get to the bottom and come and go in and help these schools and help so our children, we won't have any more leaders because they'll be dead from shooting and killing each other, and that's because of everything they're focusing on the illegals.
I agree with you. I agree with you. God bless you. God bless you,
bye-bye.
Katie. I agree with Katie. I tell you, something is going on here where they all of a sudden doing drive-bys at our schools against our children. It's not just alternative school. You know, the question is who control. It's a lot of stuff going on. But I want to go back. Anybody, y'all ain't paying attention to them closing the dollar store. Y'all let me know. I go to the dollar store. I'm not ashamed to say. I go to the dollar store. David.
Yeah, good morning, Mr. Stillman.
Good morning.
Hey, you know, to me, right now, it feels like a congested ghetto.
A congested ghetto?
I mean, here in Chicago, it was like poverty already, but now it's on poverty on top of poverty.
Mm-hmm.
And our leadership, I think our leadership is a reflection of us.
Why you say that?
It's like the other day I seen on the news.
We need to be a reflection of them.
People all the way from Palestine, the citizens from Palestine, they was protesting down the city hall.
Uh-huh.
And I said, why can't we go down and protest about the odds coming behind from the curtain and telling us that we can't vote for a sanctuary city?
I tell you. I'm with you, David. Because most of them people down there, they are socialists, and they don't believe in God. And that's what done happened. You got a lot of folks, and then you got a lot of our godly, quote, unquote, not all, then bought into this mess. And the leadership, we supposed to be a reflection of leadership, not supposed to be a reflection of us. They supposed to lead. They supposed to do what they supposed to do for us. They're supposed to tell the masses and do for the masses. You know, so I'm not putting this all on the masses, because what they're doing with the masses is keeping them high on weed, and then the other part they're doing is making them high off of hate. Or this is the racism. Look down south, they lynching folks. Look at this. Look at that. Look over here. You know what I'm talking about. Two-car Kamali, whatever you call it. Three-car. You know what I'm talking about, Dave. David.
Well, Miss Stillman, excuse me. I'm going to get off this phone, but I'm not going down to City Hall because – I'm a black man. I'm not going through that. You know what I'm saying? For some fat mouth to take all the credit again.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna vote. My voice is my vote, mm-hmm. And that's all I got to say. Have a beautiful weekend.
I love you, black man.
Love
I
you
tell
too.
You. Ooh, Jesus, Lord have mercy, Jeff.
Hey, good morning, sister.
Good morning, Jeff.
Sister, but you know I hear what you say, but do you ever hear this station during the week, sister? I'm sure you do. Sister, you have certain shows. Well, first I'm going to say, this station seems to now be just an arm, a tool of the far left. You have certain, other than yourself and maybe that brother and a couple other people, but you have shows where the host sits and let people talk almost an hour calling about how much they dislike Trump. But meanwhile, the handkerchief head bug dancers that call in talking about that, they can't see that the people they voted for has headed them over to illegals and everything else other than them, and yet they've been loyal to the backward, demented Democrat Party.
Political machine.
Almost 100 years old, they showed us on Sunday morning. These guys spent a half hour or more just talking about how much people hate Trump. But meanwhile, the people here in Illinois got your black behind split from your head down. But yet all they do is talk about Trump all the time. When you bet far left, if that's all you can see, sister,
I want to say this
see
is
what's
a,
going
is
on around,
safety.
And they all co-sign this illegal stuff.
Okay, now wait.
That's all I'm going to leave it there, sister.
No, okay. All right, let me just say that every host get together with their producers or all themselves. I do my own. Everybody used to produce me. She'd be helping me from home now, but I produce my. The hosts get together and they decide on their show. First of all, VON is one of the largest black talk shows in the nation. I'm about to say I thank Melody for keeping it going. So the hosts come up with their subject, and sometimes the subject be what's in the paper of the day, and they have to go. You have to go beyond them, and I'm not. You know, you have to understand that I have a different perspective because I come from a different place. My leader was killed. I grew up in the movement, and I tried to, you know, we sparked a movement to get Harold Washington elected. That's a whole nother thing, but I got to take a break. Got a few lines open, and we're going to finish talking. If y'all want to get in, you can get in now. But I got to take a break now. It's only a few lines. Coffee, tea, and a conversation with me. Dorothy Wright Tim, right here at the Great WVN. I'm number 773-591-6900. We're streaming live. www.wvn.com on iHeartRadio. Take us wherever you go. We're on Facebook, a group Facebook. We're on Blog Talk if you miss us. We're talking about survival. We're talking about fight back. We're talking about call them all, call them all, call them all. Get your coffee, get your tea. Wherever you are listening to me in this country, fight back. Get your coffee, get your tea. I'll be right back. I won't be gone long. I'll be right back.
What they do?
Surrendering to authorities, but 41-year-old Shamar Leggett came out shooting at deputy marshals when they returned fire. He was wanted for robbery after Bishop Lamar Miller Whitehead had $1 million in jewelry swiped on camera during a live sermon. Authorities say two men were previously arrested in the case, but a third suspect was never captured. I'm Mike Moore on the Black Information Network.
The city of Seattle has agreed to a $10 million settlement brought by more than 50 people in connection to protests after the murder of George Floyd in 2020. Although the city is not admitting wrongdoing, the resolution settles most of the remaining claims, and City Attorney Ann Davison said the community can better focus on important work moving forward from events 4 years ago. Among those represented in the lawsuit was a woman who went into cardiac arrest after she was hit in the chest by a blast ball and a man who suffered a seizure after officers piled on top of him. Additional plaintiffs included a teenager who lost part of a finger and others who allegedly sustained emotional or physical injuries.
A judge has set a February 22nd trial date to determine if Barbers Hill Independent School District in Mont Belvieu, Texas, has violated the Crown Act. The school has been under scrutiny since last August when it suspended a black student over his locks hairstyle, which they claimed was a dress code violation. 18-year-old Daryl George returned to in-school suspension several months ago and says he's angry over being singled out, but his family and supporters are planning to continue pushing back against what they call a discriminatory policy. The district prohibits male students from having hair longer than their ears past their eyebrows or touching their shirt collar.
More than 64,000 women and girls became pregnant due to rape in states that implemented abortion bans after Roe v. Wade was overturned. According to a research letter published by the Journal of the American Medical Association and supervised by the medical director at Planned Parenthood of Montana, roughly 520,000 assaults were associated with thousands of pregnancies across 14 states. Nearly 45 of the rape-related pregnancies occur in Texas, with 91% of the cases happening in states without exceptions for rape. According to researchers, few women and girls who became pregnant due to rape obtained legal in-state abortions, indicating that such exceptions fail to provide reasonable access to abortion.
The U.S. Senate confirming the nominations of two federal judges in South Carolina and Indiana, bringing the number of black female federal judges tapped by President Biden and cleared by senators to 35. Judge Crystal Briscoe is now the first black judge and woman of color to serve in the Northern District of Indiana, and Judge Jacqueline Austin will be the only black woman on the federal bench in South Carolina. For more international, national, state, and local news impacting the black community, listen to the Black Information Network on the iHeartRadio app or log on to BINnews.com. I'm Terry McCready along with Kevin Brown on your home for 24/7 News, the Black Information Network.
This report is sponsored by Lowe's. At Lowe's, save big when you buy in bulk. Save 10% when you buy 68 or more panels of select OSB sheathing. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for...
Watch parties aren't what they used to be.
Welcome to today's matinee.
Ever since we got Xfinity, my little sister and her friends can easily stream all their favorite stuff.
We'll start with two episodes of Top Chef, then Chopped.
When I was a kid, we'd worry about buffering. Now they just worry about what's on the charcuterie board.
Enjoy these fine meats and cheeses. Mmm.
These are just cut up hot dogs and spray cheese.
Indeed.
The best way to stream your favorites is on the Xfinity 10G network. Introducing the best value in live TV and streaming on the best network with Xfinity Internet and Now TV. Now through March 21st, get Xfinity Internet for $20 a month for 12 months with no annual contract. Plus, add Now TV with Peacock Premium, a $5.99 a month value included at no extra cost for just $20 a month. Switch today. Requires paperless billing and auto-pay with stored bank account. Restrictions apply. Now TV requires Xfinity Internet. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. After promo, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary. Stream Top Chef on Peacock.
Hey Alexa, play WVON 1690 AM.
Getting WVON 1690 AM station from iHeartRadio.
Try it out for yourself. America is listening to WVON. It's time to focus with Robert McKay. Quality conversation, protecting, preserving, and preparing our past, present, and future. Sunday evenings at 4 p.m. on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
This report is brought to you by Lowe's. Don't miss store-wide savings during the truckload event at Lowe's. Right now, save on major appliances and get an additional 10% off in-store clearance appliances. Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 8-9. Exclusions apply. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
The views expressed on our programs are not necessarily those of WVON, Midway Broadcasting Corporation, or our participating sponsors.
Of Chicago is 1690 WVON, Sherwin, Chicago.
WVON, 1450.
Live from Xfinity Studios, celebrating 60 years, it's the icon of American radio. WVON, Berwyn, Chicago.
It's Dorothy Tillman on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Dark has just called us.
hope that the present has brought us facing the rising sun of new safety. Let us march on till victory is won.
Difficult days ahead. But it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop. I don't mind.
Difficult days, but they're talking about Dr. King, something he saw. People want to act like him and be trying to speak like him, and but they don't want to take on the role that it takes. You got to study. You got to believe in God and you got to do what you got to do. He said, I got some difficult days ahead. I'm going, y'all. I'm getting ready to leave, y'all. He didn't mind taking the bullet or taking whatever they had to take for us. But somehow or another, some of the cowards got the positions that open up and they won't fight for the whole. Each one teach one. I'm going through some changes, y'all, this morning. But I'm going to go and finish this because I read these papers and all this stuff, and I don't understand. It's 7 o'clock. Wherever you are in the country, in the state, in the city, in the world. And y'all going through it, it's just not Chicago. It's time for y'all to take a deep breath because you got to free your mind. And your mind and your heart is one. If you don't have oxygen, you're dead. So let's get some oxygen to the brain. Let the blood flow from the heart. Come on. Come on. Let's go. Black. Come on, y'all. Black. One more time for the Trinity. Black. Is that black enough for you? Is that black enough for you?
Here tonight and plead with you. Believe in yourself and believe that you're somebody. As I said to the group last night, nobody else can do this for us. No document can do this for us. No Lincolnian Emancipation Proclamation can do this for us. No Tennysonian or Johnsonian Civil Rights Bill can do this for us. If the Negro is to be free, he must move down into the inner resources of his own soul and sign with a pen and ink of self-assertive manhood his own emancipation proclamation.
We got to emancipate our own, I'm telling you. Don't let anybody
take your man.
That's what's going on now. When he said man, he mean man, woman, our children.
Be proud of our heritage. As somebody said earlier tonight, we don't have anything to be ashamed of. Somebody told a lie one day. They couched it in language. They made everything black, ugly, and evil. Look in your dictionary and see the synonyms of the word black. It's always something degrading and low and sinister. Look at the word white. It's always something pure. Ha! But I want to get the language right tonight. I want to get the language so right that everybody here will cry out, yes, I'm black, I'm proud of it, I'm black and beautiful.
Yes, I'm black, I'm proud of it, I'm black, I'm beautiful, I have a legacy to fight for us, we've been here from enslaved blacks in America. Don't let nobody who just got here tell us how to think. I'm telling y'all, we got to do what we got to do here. We cannot just, this stuff is more serious than y'all realize. It's the northern stuff, too, where they keep making you think. When they start trying to sidetrack me talking about Charles, well, what did he do? I'm not talking about that. I want to talk about what's going on in my community. Why are you going to close the dollar stores? And that's where the poor people got to go. Why are you telling folks that you can only build with electrical, knowing that in order to get electrical, you need to get gas to get electrical? All this substitute stuff. What about contracts? The contracts. I go to dollar store. A lot of poor folks have to go there, get their balloons for their kids to have a little life. Why? They must have given something to somebody, and they probably, some of the companies, they probably asked for something they wanted to build, and they probably asked for some money that people wouldn't give to them. Something got to happen. All of a sudden, they want to put a restriction on dollar stores and talk about how nasty it is and all the other stuff. Something is wrong there. You dig deeper, you're going to find out it's about something else. Just like they did Walmart once. Y'all remember that? So it's really something. And then everybody's talking about the charter schools. They get, no, they didn't read between the lines. But also look at all these other charter schools. Where the Chinese got and Hispanic got and even the Board of Education came from one where they got a great science and math program. But then they said, we're not going to close the magnets and we're not going to close the specialty school. Because that's because that's where all their children, the elected officials and all the important people's children go to those schools. You know, and if you want to close some schools for not performing, you can start first with the Chicago Public Schools in the black community. Close them. Factories of failure. Give me my money back. And teachers and other folks should get together and open up our own schools. We got to do something in our math lab and our science lab. And what happened to UNO? Is it still open? They had science labs. They had science schools and math schools and all that, except sometimes with the money. I don't know if the school's still open, but they left a little wiggle room in there. If you want to keep your school open, you better be proficient in teaching the illegal immigrants English to make sure they're proficient, and you better have bilingual this and that. This is deep. You think that's something? Wait till the elected school board come in November when most of the folks are going to get elected, because they put in there that if you got a child in the school, whether you're a citizen or not, you can vote. They stuck that in there, that caveat. You know, there's some deep stuff going on here. And nobody's speaking up about what's going on with our children. Now, not the last thing, but I was showing my engineer in there. She's a young girl, so I always try to share things with her. If you look at last Friday's paper, I was showing what I mean about power. I told y'all about that. Here you got two mothers with their babies talking about school, one at Miles and one at West, to make it look like they care. Just the mother with their babies, and they got their daughters. Not only just their babies, it's a mother with her daughter, a mother with her daughter. I want you to understand the psychological piece of that. And then you turn the page. I told y'all last week, CPS Roundtable, you had a whole group with the power to make sure that those illegal immigrants' education, there wasn't no wraparound group for the black mother and her babies. Y'all got to wake up, and nobody's hollering and screaming about the miseducation of these children. The most violent thing you can do to a child is don't educate that child. The most violent thing you can do to a black community is take away their homes and stuff. Or don't let them create jobs. Or don't give them their family's contract. We've been assaulted, and it ain't from no darn racists from down south. It's these northern people, as Dr. King said. These folks are so deep. That's why somebody knocked down Jackie Robinson's statue. That's why they're doing all kind of stuff. But you're going to sit around a power table for some illegal immigrants for their education. Y'all saw that story, and y'all can see it. It's probably all right, but it ain't all right. Those mothers standing there with their children, and then you turn the page, and there's a whole power group, National Teachers Union, CTU, Gates and all of them. Gates, they got our kids in the public school. I don't blame her. I'm not mad at her because she said they're no good. Close that one that she didn't put her child in. Close all of them. Give us our money back. Talk of Chicago, 1690 or VON number 773-591-1690. We're streaming live, www.von.com. We're on iHeartRadio, check us wherever you go. We're on Facebook, on group Facebook. We're also on Blog Talk if you miss us. Brianna, if I take the commercial and I don't have to come back, maybe I could take the commercial for the thing and I don't have to come back. Can I do it? I got one more commercial, y'all. Get your coffee, get your tea. I'll be right back when I do this commercial.
Join the Harold Washington Cultural Center as we present Lean on Me, the musical, Limited Engagement, written and produced by yours truly, Jimelita Tillman, and starring Arthur Barnes Jr. as Joe Clark, just in time for Theater Week in Chicago with field trip and community group dates at 10 a.m. on February 15th and 16th. This limited engagement runs the entire weekend through February 18th. For tickets, log on to eventbrite.com or call 773-373-1900. Lean on Me, the musical Limited Engagement will follow seven of their characters on a trip through romance, reunion, and redemption. Lean on Me, the musical, live at the Harold Washington Cultural Center, celebrating 20 years committed to children, community, and culture. See you at the theater.
I had to play that because we forgot to play. We're supposed to be talking at the top of the hour. We forgot because it's important that y'all support. We're going to be in theater week, and all of our plays have meaning. So we got tickets for seniors. We got seniors' days. And those tickets in the daytime, they're not that expensive. We got a weekend. So call 773-373-1900. I'll be there. I'll see you at the theater. We have to support those who are struggling and trying to do. You support us. Okay? Now, let me go to the phone and take some of these calls. And some of y'all been waiting for so long. I got two runs up there. I don't know who they are. Let me see now. One been waiting longer than the other one. So let me go to the one that's been waiting. Ron. Good morning, Ron. Going once? Going twice? Gone. Okay, first Ron, I tried to get you. So we have to see. I'm trying to go by who's been waiting the longest. Okay, let me see here. Y'all been waiting so long. But I appreciate y'all waiting. And I'm trying to, okay, let me go. I kind of got this thing. I'm going to try to come back to where I was. Deborah, is something wrong with you?
Hello?
Yes, Deborah.
Yes, I just want to say to our black people for Black History Month.
Deborah, your radio not on, is it?
No.
Okay, go on.
No.
Okay, talk.
We need Black History Month. What we need to do is spend our dollars with all of the black businesses and organizations in our black communities for the month of February. And we want our people to understand that what we need to do is build our own wealth. And building our wealth means having a 700 credit score. Building our wealth means starting your own businesses. I don't care what it can be because a business is a business. And then also being able to put down money on a house of our own. And our organization would help you do that. And if they just reach out to us at Black in the Unity in the Black Community, we can help people get those things going on.
Okay, thank you, Deborah. I want to say one thing is that we got it confused. just make sure Deborah's right about having. And this is also restaurant week, so go to some black restaurants, y'all who haven't been. Those are our tax dollars, and we have a right to them. And what I want to say to the black community is that what we are dealing with, when I said the power of sitting around that table, these people have currency and they have country. They have a currency of the country they came from, and they have their country. So they have come here with a power position of what they're going to do and set up and how they're going to do it. And they're very arrogant, too. And it's like they don't have no respect. They don't respect us. Now, the currency for the descendants of enslaved blacks, I'm not talking about it from another country. Our currency is American currency. Our country is America. And we have a right to the resources. Yes, we should build. I think we should. And we have a right to those resources, but those are our tax dollars. I just want to thank you. Okay, Brother Chris?
Brother Chris. Good morning. Good morning, Ms. Tillman. How are you?
I'm fine, Brother Chris.
I just had a question. With verdict of the rape case yesterday, does that change your support for Trump?
I don't understand what you're talking about. I'm talking about education. I'm talking about contracts. That's what I'm talking about. I think somebody paid Chris to call me every day. He don't even know. I think what they did to Trump yesterday was a darn shame. They didn't say he raped. And his verdict wasn't rape from the first time. The first time, whoever this crazy woman is, they said that they assaulted. That was back then, and they came back. That's wrong. We see, we be on the wrong thing. When you're going to be a nonviolent scientist, you got to deal with truth. But I think somebody paid Chris to listen to me so he could call and say something. I don't know why Chris hates this man so much. You shouldn't hate Trump. Hate is just such a negative force. He's one of the plantation overseers. I tell you, Douglas?
Yes, good morning, Dr. Tillman.
Good morning, Douglas. How you doing?
I'm well, thank you very much. Just wanted to make a comment. Now, that thing that you talk about, where some of us up here in northern cities think that the racism is terrible down south.
Uh-huh.
Dr. Tillman, the Boston education system is horrible.
Uh-huh.
It's horrible.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Kids have to share textbooks.
Mm-hmm.
Have to share textbooks. Can't even formulate a whole sentence.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It's atrocious.
Mm-hmm.
One last thing. I'm from New Haven, Connecticut.
Okay.
And you talk about this whole thing with this immigration thing. Now, in our city, there's an annual Thanksgiving football game between inner city schools.
Uh-huh.
Immigrants, we don't play football. So we don't think that this should be funded. Okay?
You mean soccer. Soccer, right?
No, and I'm talking about football like we play, like the Chicago Bears play.
Oh, okay, uh-huh.
Okay, and there's no participation. Why is there no participation?
Mm-hmm.
Immigrants say we don't play football, so we
they
don't
play
feel
soccer,
like
huh?
that. This, well, listen, Dr. Tillman, if I went to Colombia, El Salvador, any of them places, you know what I got to do? I learn how to speak Spanish.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
I got to learn how to speak Spanish. I have to conform to the social customs and social mores
right.
of where I'm going.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
Now, for someone to come here and tell me, okay, I can trace my lineage back to North Carolina 5 generations.
Come on now. Come
right?
on.
Trace it 5 generations where they stole land from my great-grandfather.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Right. Because he couldn't read and write.
Uh-huh.
But wait a minute.
Wait, Douglas. Not only that, Douglas, they would get you if you read. The men didn't even holler have to go. They didn't let them go to school. But now, what they doing now, they didn't say you can't go to school, but they doing what they did in Boston. You saying how they got to be reading. They making sure that they don't get an education. Another whole nother way. That's racism. They want that's that northern stuff. That dangerous northern
evil.
Stuff.
Evil. Evil. But hold on, Doc, and I'm going to leave you with this. Okay, and I got kicked out of North Carolina A&T, but I love my HBCU.
Uh-huh.
You look at the way that our kids are educated in the public school systems down in the South.
Mm-hmm.
All right, they might not do the English language a great service, but you know what they are? They're mathematicians and they're scientists.
That's right. The schools
okay,
in the South are much better.
Doc, because the schools in the South are taught by people that look like you and I.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
There's a vested interest in who they teach it.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Not only are we teaching math and science, you know what? There's band.
Uh-huh.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, don't get me started on this. I mean, it's a whole bunch of stuff. And one last thing, and this
well,
is
wait,
Joe Biden
before
politics.
You go, I'm listening, because you're from Boston, let me say this. They got folks confused. You see how that man called it? Talking about, you see what Trump got right? They got folks so confused. This stuff in the North, by these liberties, folks up here, this stuff is what they're doing. And you got first-generation people in office. You got other stuff. They're the ones. I don't know whether you have access to Chicago Tribune, but on Friday.
I do.
Okay. I'm not Tribune. I mean the Sun-Times. On Friday.
Okay.
Last Friday, the 19th, they had a power group around a round table calling for more bilingual teachers, service for migrant students. And on the page before that, they got a black woman, her baby, and another black woman talking about they're going to have choice to try to find out where they're going.
Isn't that awful?
Power.
And, Doc, one last thing. I remember when Biden, pure politics, I'm going to give you Negroes something. I'm going to sign into legislation Juneteenth. Doc, you should have seen all the watermelon and fried chicken that was flying around up here. Man, we got Juneteenth. Mm-hmm. Most of us in this part of the country didn't even know what Juneteenth was.
No, didn't. Mm-mm.
Okay. So,
oh,
but listen,
God.
Doc, this
they said
is
that's
like
when
the
we
best.
Were free. They said that's when we were free. Because
the white man,
these folks told them that. That's what these. I'm telling you, there's no critical thinking, Douglas. You're a critical thinker.
Well, Doc, I appreciate it, and this is the best 2 hours of radio during the whole week. I appreciate it. Appreciate you, Doc. And if the good Lord is willing, I'll be listening to you next week, too,
with my coffee. And let's fight for this
Alrighty.
Education. A mind is a terrible thing to waste. Thank you. Didn't we find that one time, Brianna? We had the mind is a terrible thing to waste one time. We had it. Let me go back. Okay, Zena. Zena? Is it Zena?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's Zena. How you doing there?
I'm fine, Zena. God bless you.
God bless you, too. Listen, I want to say this real quickly. If we don't get together and start marching and stomping around City Hall about this sanctuary city not being put on the on for voting, something horrific, maybe a civil war, could possibly break out. We need to march on education. I mean, I think we should have been doing that for our children.
Yeah.
All of them schools, don't mess with them schools. We should have been really messing with that. Black people, we need to stop being stuck on stupid, talking about Trump is racist. He's not our daddy. Most of them are racist. Even Lincoln probably had a little racism in him, and he was one of the best presidents we've ever had.
Yes, he was.
Now Trump said, first thing he's going to do when he get in office, this is what he said now. He's going to send back every one of the illegals, and there will be no anchor babies. Now, he said that.
He's talking about the largest deportation that you've ever seen.
He said he's going to send them back. Now, the reason he didn't get the wall, because the Democrats would not allow him. They fought him tooth and nail about the wall.
Uh-huh.
And they also fought him tooth and nail about that platinum program plan, which was a start of reparation. They just constantly fought him. Our black elected leaders never talked to him about reparation or nothing. They just fought.
Hold up, Zena. I got something to tell you about that. Now, you know, I had the reparation order we passed, but John Conyers, God rest his soul, he was over Judiciary Committee when Barack and all of them had the Senate and they had the Congress. So they were going to, John Conyers was going to call a meeting just to study reparation, right? And he had gotten Conrad, myself, Andy Thompson, Councilwoman Joanne Watson, most of them have passed on and some others. So we're on our way to Washington. So I get a call. Conrad said, hey, it's been canceled. I said, what's been canceled? They ain't having a hearing. So I called Joanne, because Joanne used to work with the congressman. She's a council person. She was really a fighter like me. And I said, what's going on? She said, Nancy Pelosi told Conyers, you can't have this hearing. It'll be bad for the president. So I'm saying, ain't that something? Said, Barack don't need it. And they squashed the hearing. Now, black folks don't want to hear that. But I know the Powernomic book, they had, if you remember, Trump had gotten the Powernomic book, and they was looking at it, trying to see how to implement it. That's Dr. Anderson's Powernomic book. But black folks just stuck on stupid. When you get caught up on a party, you can't work. You got to just think about your people. What we got to do, whoever's in office, we got to fight for our people.
Oh, have mercy.
Into an office. Because we have a right to the resources. Now, the other thing, Zena, I want to say this because you seem like you're a critical thinker. These folks were out here like fools blaming Abbott for sending these illegal immigrants to the sanctuary city. What are you supposed to do?
The Texas guy.
10 million people come through there. I have friends who live in Texas and in Arizona. 10 million people? Are they out of their mind? It's not Abbott. It's Biden.
Still coming.
It's Biden
coming
all of
every
them.
Day.
Yeah, it's Biden and all of them. And we need to talk to our federal elected officials as long as in Umbrella's our city. They need to do something. The Black Caucus in Washington need to do something. They need to speak up for black folks.
At least we can get, if I have to get down there with a poster myself and march on three events, the Sanctuary City, our education, and the Dollar Tree. I'm from down south, the cotton plantation. If poor people, we got to at least march. The Hispanics, whenever they want something, you see them downtown, and when you don't see them a few days later, you know what that means? They got what they want.
Uh-huh. I'm glad you said something about the Dollar Tree because most folks ain't said nothing. Can you imagine they trying to do something with the Dollar Tree? Thank you. I got to go. That's deep,
okay,
ain't it?
Thank you. Thank you so much, Dr. Kimmel. Thank you. Bye-bye.
God bless you. The Dollar Tree. Why would they mess with the Dollar Tree? It got to be some kind of economic reason. It's got to be a reason. You don't just all of a sudden out of nowhere. We're going to have to restrict them. They got to clean up around them. And they got to do the family dollar. Something is wrong. And that got over black folks. They don't even know. When the Dollar Tree gone, some of them ain't going to be able to get no bread. I'm telling you now, this stuff is deep. Diane.
Good morning, Sister Dorothy. How are you?
I'm fine, Diane. How you doing?
I'm good. Thank you so much for being a voice in the wilderness, for sounding the alarm. Our communities are being inundated. The black community, black American communities are being run over and inundated in the country that we built. Are you aware of the situation in South Shore where these illegal aliens are roaming and have broken into a building that was boarded up being under renovation? Mm-hmm. They kicked in the door and went up in there. And almost 60 of them are living in there.
There's a very violent thing going on. I saw on the, because y'all are going to get on MSNBC and all that. But I was looking at Newsmax, and in New York, they're going in all of the well community, where the communities have, and said, we want to eat. They bring in the folks' house, but they have a right to go in there because they're hungry and they want that. What happened in one of the northern suburbs yesterday? Didn't they get a bunch of them in there stealing, but they had a right to? This stuff is deep, but I tell folks, the community is not like it was. You have to keep your eyes open.
You have, and residents have to come out and be involved and keep these people out of. When you see them just walking up and down your street, you have a right to ask them, where are you going? Mm-hmm. If they're roaming up and down your residential blocks and there's a property that you know is boarded up in there, nobody should be in there. They don't have a right. That's trespassing. If a black person did that, if some homeless black people did that, they would have been arrested and thrown to jail.
I'm telling you.
They don't have, they walk in this country, can't speak English. We don't know who these people are. And they will walk up and down the street and break into a boarded up building and squat in there.
Well, they come from countries like that. And then most of them,
right,
they come.
Exactly.
And they said syphilis, tuberculosis,
yes,
all kind of diseases on the
Venezuela,
rise.
Venezuela is a socialist failed government. They're bringing that ideology over here with them. That's who's running City Hall, a bunch of socialist Democrats. That's why they close. They do things like that. They're trying to change our way of life and thinking to their way of life and thinking. They come from failed countries over here and trying to change how we think and act and live our lives. That's the
and they don't believe in God neither. These folks don't believe in God.
And who's doing this? Hold your hats, everybody that's out there that's sworn to the Democratic Party. Joe Biden himself is responsible for securing the border.
Right.
When Abbott tried to secure the border on the Texas side, Joe Biden sent the Department of Justice to sue them. They're trying to secure the border, and the government, the United States government, sued Texas, when they're trying to keep them from coming in.
Well, let me ask you this question before I hang up. Are you in Chicago?
Yes, ma'am. Born and raised.
Okay. Did you see the Sun-Times last Friday? If you did,
no,
you get it.
I listen to you every morning, and I'm hearing what you're saying because
on page ten, there's a round table with all of the powers to be.
Yes.
And they're from the Stacey Gates, the woman who's over the national teachers, the Board of Education.
Yes.
Representative from the mayor's office, all these folks sitting around the table. Headline, the round table calls for more bilingual teacher service for migrant students. And when you
yes.
read it, they're talking about wraparound. Now, look.
Yes.
On page 8, they got an article, two moms.
Yes, yes.
You understand
it's the optics.
They got these
it's
black
the imagery.
Yeah,
yes,
these
it's
black
the
women
imagery.
Here. But oh,
yes, yes, ma'am.
And these black children, and you turn the page, and they'll say they got to do wraparound service. Hey, look, Dr. Keith
yes,
said, man can't ride your back if it's not bent.
It's the imagery.
Right.
They show the. It's the imagery and the optics. But when it comes to what they want them to have, their elected officials come out and advocate and make demands. The black elected officials don't advocate that. Black people put in office do not advocate and make demands. Now, when they come over here and intentionally put these illegal aliens in your black neighborhoods, they go to your black schools. Next thing you know, they change the whole dynamics of the schools because they make demands for everything to be in Spanish, and your children don't get the resources. Just like they took their $95 million, Brandon Johnson took their $95 million and routed it to house people that didn't even go through COVID here in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
That money was allocated. The first person to die from COVID was a black woman.
Uh-huh.
And money that was allocated to our community came back to us. They rerouted it to them. They're not going to stop with that. They're going to make sure that their children get educated at the expense of black children. The resources, they get the top. You may get a few dollars for your black kids, and they're trying to change the black community. Where are you going to go? You can't. You don't have no other country to go to.
You don't have any
other neighborhood. Exactly.
Let me say this. I'll let you go. There's another article you need to look up. January
yes, ma'am.
18th in the Tribune. The Chicago Teachers Union pleads for federal funding to strengthen education for the migrants.
Oh, my God.
And Stacey's got her child in the private school. She's no good. This is terrible. But y'all letting y'all federal
yes,
people
ma'am.
I just want
black people be aware, walk in your community, see what's happening. You're in your houses. Get out, drive around, walk around your communities. They are intentionally dropping these illegal aliens off in your neighborhoods. They putting people are renting apartments to them. And in some instances, and this is Martin, the crime chaser, had this on his page. You can go there and see what I'm telling you. Martin, the crime chaser, he's
okay.
on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If you go, he has a video. A sister took a video of this group of migrants. Quote unquote,
they're
migrants,
not migrants, they're illegal
aliens.
Immigrants.
Right.
They're illegal immigrants.
Uh-huh. They will walk, a group of them were in, this is in South Shore on
Ooh.
79th and Essex.
Oh my God.
They were walking up and down the street. They saw a building that had one of those boards in front of the door. They kicked the board in and they went up in there and they're in there now.
Well, they got rid of ICE, so you can't call. Maybe you ought to call ICE to come get them. They won't let ICE come get them.
They called the police. The police came, told them to leave. They left and they came back. These people are intentionally taking over our
community.
They're breaking the law.
They took the power of the law.
And there's no consequences. Yes.
ICE is the police officer. Is the jail. If ICE was able to function the way they're supposed to function, then we would have got them. And after they got them, they sent them on back home. Thank you so much. I'm saying we love everybody. But we're fools if you don't love yourself, you know. And something's not right. It's illegal to just come in. You got an attitude. I heard the man the other day say, you don't even know who I am. You soon will find out who I am. I said, whoa, that's some deep stuff. You know, all I'm saying is that if you don't take care of your children, black folks are so loving and God-fearing. You know, but the Bible, Jesus said, give unto Caesar what is Caesar. And Caesar said that you come in here legally. We better wake up, y'all. We better wake up. That's all I got to say. Limo, thanks for holding.
Oh, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
Anger inspires me to want to do something for my people, my black brothers and sisters. It's called inspiration to action. And it, to me, a person that's not angry for the conditions and the things that's going, that this power structure is doing us, I think something wrong with them.
But
I know I'm not naive. I'm not that naive to know that voting waiting on is not going to solve our problem. It's
not
got
alone.
To be
voting alone won't. That's right.
Voting. You can be praying or what? Ain't nothing help. It got King and Malcolm were the greatest speakers and leaders in the world. You cannot persuade these people to change their mind and do the right thing by us. It got to be action. It got to be confrontation.
Let me ask you this.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, we used to have the Deacons of Defense and all the other stuff. Them brothers got together, and they start trying to support and protect the community back then. They protected our king. We had a lot of different groups. Doug Andrews from their west side. Y'all might not know Doug Andrews.
No, I don't know him.
No, Doug was tough. He put together a group over there, and then you had Chester, Robinson, and all of them over there on that west side. And you had folks, other folks down south, and you had people. So if this lady's crying out about folks and just walking around disrespecting...
Dorothy, Miss Tillman, you got to shut things down. You got to shut the expressways down, runway, the airport. You got to.
Because they're doing it. They doing
it. You're not gonna shut it down. Some people gonna die. People gonna get hurt. But that's what
they
got to do.
Shut it down and shut up. Thank you so much. They doing it for other stuff. Had nothing to do with us. I tell you, I got 15 more minutes. I got a few lines open. I'm gonna try to shut up and listen to y'all. And I'm gonna cut y'all off for a little bit. I'm gonna got to. Hey, Anita, thank you for holding.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
You take that dollar from the dollar, whatever, family dollar, and you put it on the lottery and waste your money. So the lottery's going to collect a lot of that money, too, and it's the Mexicans will play a lot of lottery. So the government is just, they're used to the slaves taking care of them, and they don't know how to manage money because they stole all of it. So,
Okay, thank you, Anita.
What can we say? What can we say?
Oh, thank you so much. Oh, my God. Okay, y'all. I tell you, I'm trying to empty it. Okay. Nat.
Hi.
Ron, you can
good
call
morning.
Back, Rod. I'm sorry. You actually got hung up. Hey, Natalie.
Hi. Good morning. Nice to talk to you. I just want to chime in. As far as the leaders, D.C. to the state of Illinois, it's all operated by bribery and blackmail. So your elected leaders are not.
Not
there.
All of it now. Don't you? You don't think not?
Well,
you don't think none of them actually is honest?
Well, you know, you talk about the Black Caucus. You never hear them unless they are chiding the Republicans. And as far as the migrants, this country, this government is changing. It's not Democrats. It's your Marxist socialists. Communist.
Yeah, a lot of those folks aren't Democrats. They're socialist Democrats. And on a black person, say, I'm a socialist Democrat. You got folks, you know, when you say in God we trust, they believe in family, believe in the country, believe in God. They got folks that know we're going to tear you down, tear it up, knock down your statues, and build it the way we want to build it. And they got to do this to the black community in order to the black community and the Anglo-Saxon. They got to do it in order to take over this country and change it. And I agree with you.
Yes, and as far as the migrants coming in.
Illegals,
yes.
Mm-hmm.
Population replacement and a new slavery. Education, it has been stated, and people won't listen to certain programs because they say, oh, that's racist, they white this and that. But you will find out the truth. They will say out loud and plain. They want black children to be undereducated to the point of uneducated.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't understand why black people will vote for their own destruction.
Well,
by
they're
the
voting
Democrat
for their own
Party.
Demise. Natalie, when you have, you got your state reps downstate, and they pass a law that says that illegal immigrants who have kids in the school can decide who the school board is going to be without raising that question. You know, something's wrong. When they talk about all this stuff they're doing here, what they're doing, they're getting money for immigrants. These folks don't know what they are doing. When they have election a whole month, or just say we don't need voter ID, they don't understand that they won't be in office soon because these folks are going to cheat and have their people there.
Right. And another thing about the illegals, over 40,000 Chinese military-aged men have come into this country and are coming yet, and as well as the Venezuelans. They're young military-aged men. This is going to be your new police and your new military. At the border, they threw down their passports so that no one will know who they are. And as far as people being sick, why does China have bio labs in our country? Two in California for sure. And why do Chinese billionaires buy hundreds and thousands of acres of farmland they will not grow crops on, will not raise farm animals so that you will be able to eat? They don't intend for you to eat.
Let me ask you,
and buy.
Let me ask you this, and I got to go to the next caller. You go to the airport now. They don't have to show ID to get on the plane. And
no.
They turn you around and pat you down, be everywhere. But they don't have to show ID or nothing. Something is wrong. We're being invaded and taken over. I tell
yes.
you. Thank you, Natalie, for calling. Brianna. Okay. Let me get Ron, and I want to, okay. Yeah, Ron.
Yeah, Ms. Tillman, just listening to all these callers, if someone is paying that call, I'm just going to be honest, Chris, they're wasting their money because he calls up talking about Trump. Hey, Trump, that's not the issue. The country is being invaded by illegal criminals. So what is he talking about? Look here. I called Pierre's show the other day because people were calling, oh, Trump will take this away from it. I just asked a simple question. I said, Pierre, next time they do that, can you ask them, what did he take away when he was president? I said, do you know that he took away from it? She said, no, Ron. So don't call and make wild exaggerations. Mm-hmm. You can vote for who you want to.
Right.
There you go. He gonna take our Social Security. He didn't do it.
Shut up, Ron. Shut up.
Okay. Other thing.
Ron, let me tell you. They told him black colleges. This man gave money to the black colleges.
Absolutely.
And the Enterprise Zone, all that stuff. Reagan, we wouldn't have been celebrating Dr. King.
Absolutely.
So we can't, Dr. King said, we can't deal with party, Democrat or Republican.
No.
We got to fight for our people.
But how could you criticize somebody who's not in office and you just bypass the guy who's in office?
Yeah.
Who has the lowest approval rate of any president at this point in his presidency, about 30, 40 years. But you don't see that? But you will call and talk about Trump. Lastly. People talk about.
What gets me is I hear black folks calling Trump Hitler. I said black folks don't even know nothing about Hitler. They be so busy around talking about that kind of stuff that they don't talk about our problem. That's why we can't mobilize because we keep these folks tell us what to talk about, not talk about our education, not talk about our contracts. There are contracts being given out. They're trying to close the dollar stores. You saw that. Trying to get rid of gas.
That's socialism. See, that's government overreach. No, that's what socialism looks like. And one last thing.
But wait a minute. People, have you heard anybody talk about the fact that they're trying to close the dollar stores?
Oh, yeah.
Have you heard any other show? Our people not.
Nope.
I don't think our people know.
You know,
that's
the first time I've heard about it. People, those are jobs for people. Most people start off their working career. As you know, I've told this story. Me and Tony Glenn and all of us started at Jewel's. That's
mm-hmm.
Those are stores that start people entry level, Ms. Tillman.
I know, uh-huh.
So, okay, that's how Tony Glenn learned the whole business of grocery, starting from a bag of groceries. Okay, lastly, the whole referendum thing. Black people, you mentioned three-car Molly. Black people don't be fooled. That million, that tax that they talking about, the million-dollar tax on transfer. Now, if Brandon Johnson's administration didn't let us vote on sanctuary city, do not support that tax. And this is why they're planning, Ms. Tillman. Oh, this money is going to be for affordable housing. No, it's not. See, don't get paid.
No, it's not. No.
And see, we have an opportunity. You didn't let me. You didn't allow us to vote sanctuary city. I am not voting for that tax. First of all, I know
that money will not go to us. See, they have showed us. They took the COVID money and gave it to the illegals. If you vote on that tax so people get food, well, they're going to tax the millionaire. It doesn't matter who they tax. Do not give them another dollar to give to people that are criminals. But so we got to watch that. That's coming up in March. He didn't allow you to vote for Sanctuary City. Do not vote for that tax. And they plan in this gym like, oh, this is going to be for the homeless people. What homeless people? like you said, three-car Molly.
I have a question.
Pee under the cup. Don't get played, black folk.
I have a question for you.
Did you
see that article last Friday in the Sun Times, the Power article, with the two ladies without children? It was two black women and their daughter. And then you open it up to the next page, the whole wraparound.
I saw it. And this is on a national level. And they were talking. Oh, and they are basically saying, we need more money, taxpayers' money, to give resources. I call them illegal criminals. I didn't go through all that migrant. You break in, you illegal. I saw that, Ms. Timmer. And that has nothing to do. That is for people that are illegal criminals. And they're saying they need more money.
But they said, Ron, they said, Wingates, whatever woman from the National Teachers, you had the Board of Education. I'm trying to make my audience understand power. You're looking at a table where everybody's around the table to get money for bilingual. They say they got to have bilingual in the schools. They got talking about wraparound service. All of them in there talking about how they're going to educate these illegal criminals, you call. But on the page before that, they got a mother with her child, her daughter, talking about, I want to stay in Marlis. And the other one said, well, I'm sitting in this place. Something wrong with this.
And you know what they said in that meeting? I know you got to go. They said, this is the perfect timing to reinvest in the school. Why is it perfect now? Why about when all the black children have not been educated? Stacey Gates admitted to it. But now, because you bring illegal criminals in, now is the time to invest in public school. Black people don't get played. Have a good one, Ms. Chairman.
Yeah, I'm sure we got to call on all our elected officials, especially our federal elected officials. Thank you so much. Bernard, I'm getting down to the wire now. Bernard?
Well, good morning, young lady. How are you?
I'm fine. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. I live in South Carolina, and I listen to BON religiously.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to say this. I'm a truck driver, and I see what's going on around me with all these apartment buildings and land drying up. If we black folks don't do this one thing before it's too late, it's going to be too late for us. We need to start trying to focus on land and home ownership and have a steady source of permanent income.
Yeah.
Because years ago they was preaching about it's coming. It's going to be between the have and the have not. There ain't going to be no middle class. You're going to either have or have not.
Well, you got these socialists making sure they build that, and you got folks in office scared to fight. I ain't never seen no cowards like this, Bernard. I never seen this cowards.
It's sad, and it's all in the name of money, though, and that's sad. It's sad. But, like I said, we need to start preaching to our younger ones and our kids and our family members of land owners. Get out here and try to find some land, build your house, have your home, and have a steady source of permanent income.
That's a Southern way of thinking. Thank you so much. Keep listening. Keep calling. I'm going to go out with – how many minutes I got over there? Okay. I think I'm going to – I want to thank you. I'm going to go out with you got the power. You can start it real low. Look, thank y'all for listening. I've enjoyed y'all. I hope I put some on y'all mind. I wanted y'all to know about all this school stuff that's going on. This stuff about the dollar store, poor people can only, not just poor people, people who making it, barely making it, go in there and get stuff. They get stuff to make their children have a birthday party. I went there for Christmas, got your dishes, all kind of things to survive. And I'm going to have to look real closely at this alderman who introducing the ordinance. And nobody's fighting. Black alderman ought to tell him, back up. And then you got another one talking about, we got to get rid of natural gas. What are you talking about? Why don't you get rid of these folks miseducating our children? Black folks, we got power. But don't get mad at the masses, because they don't know. We want to ask the leadership, how are you preaching about, well, we got to help the migrant. God says so. Trump is Hitler. And you're supposed to be a godly person. You better focus on getting these children educated and raise the question as to where the contracts going. We got to get the contracts. How do we save our houses? We got the power. Don't let nobody make you think that you don't vote. We, based off of our percentages, we outvote every other group. But yet they play that game with you. You got the power. You got the power, okay? You're at the right time. I'm going to call you to the conversation. We'll be right in the great city of Chicago. I'm going to see you next week. Know that you got the power. Let's use it. Bring it on up. Bring it up. Thank you. You got the power. Charles Bevel, James Bevel, baby brother. Make it warm and clear. You got the power. And don't forget 773-373-1900. Support our play that's coming up next month. Lean on Me, written by Jim Steele. Yeah. Come on, y'all. You got the power. Woo! I see that mountain that we got to climb, y'all. We can do it, though. Yeah. Don't be scared of that road, because we can make it on. Don't get scared.